Whatever happened to personal responsibility? Whatever happened to taking care of yourself and your family and planning for your own future? Apparently, you don't need to do it anymore because Uncle Joe is going to do it all for you. He's got a new idea. He wants to give $300 for each and every kid in any family, earning up to $150,000 a year. Oh, by the way, and that's $300 a month, not $300 a year. Unbelievable. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. I am Trish. And I mean, they just never met a dollar they didn't want to spend, right? Somebody else's dollar, that is, not their own, because actually, when you look at his own tax records, he actually did quite a bit to shield his income, very interestingly. You know, he's looking out for himself, and he claims he's looking out for you by spending your money or taking your money and giving it to someone else. In this case, again, the new proposal being that Joe Biden and the federal government would give each and every child, well, the parents of the child in the family, $300 a month. $250 if you're over the age of 6, all the way up to the age of 17. So Joe's going to take care of you, give you money for every child you have. Look, I'm sorry. It's a lovely idea, okay? You know what? I would love to give everyone a whole lot of money. Why not, right? I mean, it's a wonderful sort of magnanimous thing to do. The problem is we don't have it. And if we do this, we will surely cement our fate. Listen, one of the reasons we have been so successful, and I have to keep saying this over and over again, but I want you to hear it, and I want you to believe it, and I want you to know it. The reason we have been successful is because we have a capitalist-driven economy. When you start relying on big government, you turn into Europe faster than you can imagine. And as soon as you become Europe, I'm sorry, it all goes downhill from there. So look at what they're talking about doing now. Look at the budget, right, that Biden's putting together. Talking about irresponsible. It's like nobody in the entire White House can do math. I mean, I realize our math classes are not that great in the States right now. That's actually one area where I would like to see some investment. I'd like to see better schools and education programs, more accountability, frankly, in these education programs as well. Anyway, they want to spend 24.5% of our gross domestic product. That would be our, you know, overall economic output in any given year. They want to spend that over the next 10 years in a variety of, you know, infrastructure, social type programs. We can't afford it. I mean, we can't engage in this kind of social welfare spending a la Venezuela, where, by the way, it doesn't work, right? You try and do things like this, but if you can't bring the revenue in, it's not going to happen. One thing that everybody conveniently forgets, when Donald Trump lowered taxes, we actually had the most in the way of tax revenue, most in the way of tax receipts that this country has ever seen in its history. What does that tell you? It tells you that the Laffer curve, you know, by my good friend Art Laffer, who charted it out pretty famously on that napkin, the cocktail napkin for Ronald Reagan, and showed him, you know what? There's got to be this happy medium, right? At some point, if you're taxing too much, you're not going to bring the revenue in because you're going to suppress the economy, or you're going to divert all that money into other places. It's one of the reasons why Janet Yellen would like to see a 15% global tax, right? Because she doesn't want all that money going to other places, which she knows will happen. Okay? It's not that hard. You have to create the right kinds of incentives to actually grow the economy for everyone. You don't just hand out welfare checks and stimulus checks and unemployment checks and kid checks. I mean, again, nice idea, right? It sounds good. It makes us feel wonderful to think, well, we can be that patriarchal and we can take care of everyone. But, you know, this is why individuals matter. We have to help people to help themselves. That's what the government needs to be there for. The government is sort of last resort. It shouldn't be getting it as a kind of basic income. You shouldn't get $300 per kid per month when you're earning $149,900 a year. Okay, that's for people that really and truly need it. And we need to encourage people not to want to need it and not to have to need it. So Joe Biden's entire idea is just a disaster, one that we cannot afford. And I look at what's going on and I worry about the economy being suffocated by some of this. Meanwhile, I'm also looking at the economy, which in some ways is naturally doing a little bit better, of course, because people are going back to work and they're traveling again and they're spending money again. And this is all great. But you know what that means? Inflation. And for some reason, not only this administration, but this Federal Reserve wants to ignore that threat. Jerome Powell speaking to lawmakers on Capitol Hill, telling them he's not worried about inflation. I mean, yeah, they're seeing more inflation than they thought they were going to see. I'll tell you, they should have been listening to me because I've been calling for this since January. I have been warning them that this inflation is creeping increasingly into the economy and is going to be a problem. But no, you know, they're a little surprised that there's this much of it, but they think it's manageable. They think it's tame. They don't think they need to do anything about it. I'm sorry, guys. You know, who are you trying to court here, I wonder, Jerome Powell? Is this a matter of trying to keep your job? Because you know with Janet Yellen there as Treasury Secretary, maybe she doesn't really want you in that position. Maybe she'd rather put one of her friends in that position. You took over for her, right? She got kicked out of the gig because Jerome Powell was installed, courtesy of Donald Trump, and also Steve Mnuchin had a hand in that. So you wonder, right? And maybe he's trying to make a lot of friends. But I'll tell you, you shouldn't be in the business of trying to make friends as head of the Federal Reserve. You should be in the business of preserving our economy, of helping our economy to grow and to not overinflate. Instead, he says he doesn't need to look at that metric anymore. He's not even going to look at it. He just wants to look at employment and whether or not people are going back to work. But guess what? They're not going to go back to work when Uncle Joe keeps saying, oh, we'll give you all these unemployment checks. For some reason, nobody wants to face reality. And the reality is, you know, human beings are human beings. And incentives matter. I mean, this is one of the things that you learn in economics, right? You need to have the proper incentives in place. If you're telling people, well, we're going to pay you to stay home, then why the heck are they going to go look for a job? I mean, I like to think that people have wonderful work ethic and they want to work. And I do think that that's pretty intrinsic to us as Americans, but people also aren't stupid, right? If the federal government and the state government combined are offering you in the vicinity of $600 a week to stay home on the couch, oh, well then you may just stay home on the couch because it sure beats washing dishes, right? I mean, look, again, you just don't need to overthink these things. When you start to see the inflationary data creeping in, as we have been seeing, you have to start worrying about where this is going. Because when inflation starts to take off, it's very, very hard to control. Paul Volcker knew that very well. Jimmy Carter figured that out, I guess. But a lot of people are saying, are we going to go back to the 1970s? I think there's a very real shot that we could go back to the 1970s. We could have a situation where we're looking at hyperinflation and very low growth, right? The stagflation, if you would, of the 70s. I've been saying, get those bell bottoms out. Cue the disco balls. I mean, it was not a good look. It was not a fun time. I was just a really little kid. But you know what? It's almost like you can see the grainy pictures right on TV whenever they throw back to the 1970s footage. And everything just looked depressing. There was something about Jimmy Carter that was just depressing. And it kind of feels like we're back in that environment because it really feels, when you listen to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, pretty depressing. So if Jerome Powell were smart, he would be looking at all the data that's coming in. He gets this on a regular basis. He should be taking this into account. He shouldn't be worried about his job. We need a Federal Reserve president that can stand up to the administration. I mean, he stood up to Donald Trump, no problem, right? Donald Trump wanted him to lower rates and he had no interest in it. He was raising rates. And now, right now, he's keen on keeping rates at record lows, which I simply do not understand in light of the fact that this economy is indeed seeing some very serious inflationary pressures. I mean, just look at the gas tank, right? Look at how much money you're spending on your gas tank. Look at how much more money you're spending on food. Look at how much more money it costs to go out to eat, for example. Look at inventories. which we got new data out yesterday showing how much pressure inventory levels, certainly on semiconductors, are under. Look, all of this creates more and more inflation. So I don't think this is temporary. I don't think it's going away anytime soon. I think that we need a Federal Reserve that can stand up to the administration and do what's needed and what is right in a time like this. One other bit of news I want to share with you. You may have seen Democrats failed to get the For the People Act through a Senate test vote on Tuesday. Every single Republican voted against the bill. It's being called a power grab. The concern is that this is basically an attempt to take over elections. And so you saw the Democrats on one side, you saw the Republicans on the other. I'll tell you, this is why it's so critical that conservatives have a plan, that they have a plan for 22 and they have a plan for 24. Because if we are not careful as a nation, we're really going to lose what we have. We see how rabid the other side is. So there is a chance that it'll be increasingly difficult to ever win as a conservative. And look, don't kid yourself. That's exactly what the Democrats want. It's a very calculated, very political move. And we're living in very political times, and it's hard to get the message out. I run into it every day, which is why I'm so glad you're here. Do me this favor. Make sure that you tell somebody today about this show. Make sure that they know, because it's very, very hard to get the message out. And there's a lot of shadow banning. I've learned a lot about what actually happens in the digital media space. And it's challenging. It's challenging for the truth to be heard. You saw what happened in Wuhan. You couldn't even ask the question as a journalist. You know, you couldn't even connect the dots about the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the fact that the coronavirus was released in Wuhan. And you couldn't even say, might they be connected? Because that was considered a conspiracy. And so these are troubling times, I think, for all of us, regardless of what side of the aisle you're on. You need to be able to ask important questions. You need to be able to seek out different viewpoints. You need to be able to hear all of this, which is why I started TrishIntel.com. I encourage you to go there to get so much of your news there. We are making sure that you are hearing everything that you need to know economically, market-wise, politically, in terms of international relations as well. Perspectives that you're not going to hear and you're not going to see in other places. But it's important to read it. It's important to hear it. So thank you for being here. Go to TrishIntel.com. Please sign up for my newsletter so you can get more. Please make sure you are subscribed to this show, and I'm going to see you right back here tomorrow.